Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing 3. Leading off today, while refreshing the iPad lineup at the mid and high end yesterday, Apple also rearranged its starting lineup as well. Starting today, the iPad 10th generation is priced from $349, a $100 price cut compared to its original $449 price. The iPad 10 launched first at the end of 2022, and it offers a more modern design with slimmer bezels and no home button. Speaking of home buttons, Apple has also discontinued the 9th generation iPad, which had continued as an option in the iPad lineup even after the iPad 10's launch in 2022. So with this change, the iPad 10 is now Apple's cheapest iPad at $349 for 64GB of storage, and $499 for 256GB. So we now have the iPad 10, the iPad mini, the iPad Air, and the iPad Pro as your options in Apple's iPad lineup. In other news today, in some non-event news, earlier this year, Apple canceled its decade-long Project Titan electric car initiative, but a new report from DigiTimes says that Apple's EV ambitions might not be over. According to the story, Apple is assessing the possibility of teaming up with a certain U.S. EV startup, and Rivian is the likely candidate. The report says that there is speculation among Apple's supply chains that Apple is investigating teaming up with Rivian. DigiTimes suggests that Apple could take its 10 years of EV and autonomous driving research and team up with Rivian instead of making its own car. The story says that it's uncertain what form such a collaboration between Apple and Rivian could make, but again, based on supply chain sources, it's something Apple is considering. It's also, of course, unclear whether Rivian would even be interested in such an arrangement. But as much as I'd love to see a partnership between Apple and Rivian, I'm choosing not to get my hopes up about this one. The report is scarce on details, and it sounds as if it's based more on speculation among Apple suppliers than anything else. I personally would wait for something more concrete from other sources before getting too excited. But it's easy to think of multiple different ways that Apple and Rivian could work together. Perhaps most importantly, Apple could provide Rivian with some crucial cash, which it needs as it ramps up the challenging production process of the R2, R3, and R3X. Running out today, in addition to all of the iPad Pro tidbits we talked about yesterday, a few other things have emerged that are worth pointing out. First and foremost, Apple is doing some pretty significant bifurcation between the different iPad Pro models depending on how much storage you buy. The base model iPad Pros with 256GB or 512GB of storage get an M4 chip with a 9-core CPU, a 10-core GPU, and 8GB of RAM. The 9-core CPU is composed of 3 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores. If you opt for the 1TB or 2TB storage size, you'll get a more powerful 10-core CPU with 4 performance cores and 6 efficiency cores, the same 10-core GPU, and 16GB of RAM. So that's one extra performance CPU core and double the amount of RAM when you spend for 1TB or 2TB of storage. The additional performance core probably won't be noticeable for most operations, but the additional RAM could easily come into play if you're considering the iPad Pro for things like Final Cut Pro editing and other multitasking intensive tasks. We are sponsored this week by iMazing 3, the world's most trusted tool to manage Apple devices and transfer data from a Mac or a PC. Redesigned from the ground up, iMazing 3 for macOS and Windows is packed with features that make working with Apple mobile devices and their data even easier. Whether you're just looking for an easy way to transfer media or copy files from your computer or device, needing to extract messages, store multiple backup snapshots locally, or need to manage a fleet of devices, iMazing 3 has you covered. Hit the link in the show notes to download iMazing 3 and take control of all of your Apple mobile devices and their data. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Another tidbit to point out is that the new iPad Pro and iPad Air both remove their physical SIM card slots and go eSIM only. So no longer will you be able to insert a nano SIM card into the iPad itself. Instead, you'll have to opt for an eSIM. The new iPad Pros also no longer offer 5G millimeter wave support, in the United States. The M4 iPad Pro supports 5G cellular on sub-6 GHz spectrum only, and LTE on 31 bands. First introduced to the Apple ecosystem with the iPhone 12, millimeter wave 5G enables super high wireless speeds and ultra-low latency cellular communication. The trade-off, however, is that the signal can only be carried over shorter distances, and its adoption by carriers has been relatively low. Millimeter wave 5G deployment in the United States is championed by Verizon, where customers can see 1 to 2 gigabit speeds in select areas. The vast majority of 5G coverage in the US, however, is carried over sub-6 GHz technology. So with all of that said, Apple has seemingly determined that the lack of carrier support means it's not worthwhile to include millimeter wave 5G on iPads any longer. Our final iPad Pro tidbit is that the iPad Pro no longer features an ultra-wide camera. The ultra-wide camera is gone regardless of which storage configuration you buy, and it's simply a straight feature regression compared to the previous iPad Pro generation. All iPad Pros now only have a single rear camera, a flash, and a LiDAR scanner. Apple does say that the remaining 12-megapixel rear camera is better than ever and can capture videos and images with better color and increased detail in low light. The new adaptive True Tone flash also helps document capture, so you can take pictures of forms and receipts while reducing shadows and glare in the finished image. Apple didn't give any specific explanation as to why it removed the ultra-wide camera from the new iPad Pros, but it was probably a combination of cost savings and addressing the fact that most people just don't use the cameras on their iPads. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. All of the latest Apple news is on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.